Holos Rusinev Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové, i vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinev Amerika. Prichodíme ku vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodinu u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodinu u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka a dneska je nedíľa 4. septembra 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinev Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on your Russian radio station, Russian FM, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, September 4th, 2022. We're going to start off today's program with folklore in the ensemble Sharish from Preshol, from their latest CD. Then we're going to go to some of the musicians from there when they were here in 2005. We have Andrei Kandrach on the violin, Lubo Shebe on the bass, our good friend Yoshko Piro on the accordion, and me on the rhythm guitar playing Kolomaika.
Thank you. školi. Mene bili kolo cerkvi, tebe kolo školi. Mene bili kolo cerkvi, bom ne mih spivati. Tebe bili kolo škola, bo sam dal čitati. Opa! Jak začuju kolomiku, začuju, začuju. Čerestuju kolomiku, doma ne nočuju. Oj, zahraj mi muzičenko, zahraj mi, zahraj mi. Da mlada divčinenko, spivaj mi, spivaj mi. Opa!
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Rusyn Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, dean.poloka@gmail.com. dean.poloka@gmail.com. You can also donate via the Carpatha Rusyn Society webpage. Go to c-rs.org and on the menu bar, hover over Donate and click Rusyn Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Donate, Rusyn Heritage Radio Program.
Sama noćuješ.
Hej, dana, dana, hej, dana, dana.
Si govori
такієм, бо такієм бігавим кертами, що глядавим лем я знав у домі ж і шорами.
Що глядав, що глядав у домі ж і шорами.
Сонечко не піднімало, місяць колисавня, цілу ніч не цюльовала фраєрочка давня.
Цілу ніч цюльовала фраєрочка давня. Мама моя золота, хочемо не брати, нікому до селі не треба то знати.
По вулиці я ся пройду, як прийду з сватами, не будуся обзирати фраєрки за вами.
Не буду обзирати фраєрки за вами.
Бо такієм єдну любость маву, як ся вженю, то на дримбі собі задримбаву.
On today's Historic Focus, we commemorate on Tuesday, September 6th, the 108th anniversary of the martyrdom of St. Maxim Sandovich, Russian martyr, executed in Gorlice during World War I. Maxim Timofeyovich Sandovich was born January 31st, 1886, in Zdynia, then part of the Austrian Galicia portion of the empire. Today, Zdynia is in southeast Poland in central Lemkowina, a few miles from the Polish-Slovak border. After completing secondary school in Jasło and Nowy Sącz, while living in the Ruska Bursa student residence, St. Maxim entered the novitiate of the Basilian Order at the Greek Catholic monastery at Krekiu in eastern Galicia. After a few months, he left the monastery and in 1904, transferred to the Orthodox monastery at Polchaiu in western Volhynia, then part of the Russian Empire. After completing theological studies at the Russian Orthodox Seminary in Zhytomyr, he married Pelagia Grigoruk, daughter of an Orthodox priest, and then he was ordained an Orthodox priest in 1911. He returned to Lemkowina, where he served as parish priest in the villages of Grab, Vyshovadka, and Lugia, while being watched by the Austrian authorities. At this time, many villages that were Greek Catholic were returning to Orthodoxy, and the Austrians were fearful of the spread of Russian influence as a result of this return to Orthodoxy. As such, the authorities made pastoral activity of Orthodox priests ordained in Russia, who did not have consent of the Metropolitan of Bukovina, to serve in Galicia illegal. Therefore, St. Maxim was arrested, imprisoned, and fined numerous times. This did not stop St. Maxim from continuing to serve. Even when the chapel in Grab was closed, he coordinated with local villagers in Grab to hold services in private homes. In March of 1912, St. Maxim was arrested and put on trial 2 years later in Lviv. St. Maxim, along with other clergy, were accused of being spies for Tsarist Russia. They were accused of measuring the length of the bridge in Cheremosh and charged with espionage. The court found that the accused did not engage in politics and did not seek to tear Galicia away from Austria-Hungary. This judgment did not sit well within government circles. After the trial, St. Maxim returned to his native village of Zdynia and continued his pastoral activities. He intended to go to Russia, but was not able to obtain a passport in order to do so. After the start of World War I in August 1914, after the Russians invaded Austrian Galicia, St. Maxim, his wife Pelagia, brother Mikolai, and father Timofey were imprisoned in Gorlice. Many Russophiles were summarily executed independently by officers without court judgments. As such, St. Maxim was executed on September 6, 1914 in Gorlice. The decision to execute him was made by a cavalry officer named Dietrich, who arrived in Gorlice from Linz on September 5th. Saint Maxim Sandovich was shot in the courtyard in Gorlice's prison around 6 a.m. Witnesses to his execution were other residents of Gorlice and surrounding towns that were imprisoned on charges of Russophile sympathies, including members of the cleric's family. According to their account, St. Maxim's last words were, "Long live the Russian people and Holy Orthodoxy." St. Maxim's funeral took place without the participation of his family in the cemetery in Gorlice. Afterwards, St. Maxim's wife was released, then re-arrested. They first imprisoned her in the village of Rzepnica, and then again in Gorlice. From Gorlice, they took her to the Talerhof concentration camp. There, amid horrible sufferings and hunger, she gave birth to a son named Maxim when he was baptized. Mother and son survived the horrific conditions of Talerhof and eventually returned to Gdynia. In death, St. Maxim became a symbol of Lemko suffering and of the Lemko orientation toward Orthodoxy. In 1922, at the request of St. Maxim's father and wife, his remains were exhumed and moved to the cemetery in Gdynia, co-financed by Lemko immigrants residing in the United States. In 1934, 20 years after his execution, the residents of the Lemko village of Czarne erected a memorial cross in his honor. In 1994, he was proclaimed St. Maxim by the Polish Autocephalous Orthodox Church, at which time his remains were transferred to the new Orthodox Church of the Holy Trinity in Gorlice, the town where he was executed. Father Maxim's son also became an Orthodox priest and carried out the Orthodox mission amongst the Lemkos. His grandson Mikhail continued to propagate his father's and sainted grandfather's memory. May the memory of St. Maxim Sandovich be eternal. Vichnaya Yemu Pamyat. Thank you.
from another land. Your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
I'm a 20-year-old pharmacy major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family-oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get-together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life, GCU.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging onto their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com. Or call them toll-free, 1-800-722-4428. 1-800-722-4428. Thank you for joining me today on Holose Rusinyu America, Voice of Rusins in America, the Carpatho-Rusin Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. for another broadcast here on Rusin FM, your Rusin radio station. Don't forget to watch Rusin videos on YouTube. Go to youtube.com and search for Carpatho Rusin Society, Lemko with History, or the American Lemko, where you can see some footage from this year's Lemko Vatra in the village of Zhdynia, where Saint Maxim Sandovich was born. You can also check out the John and Helen Timo Foundation as well. So that is YouTube, and look up Carpatho Rusin Society, Lemko with History, American Lemko, or the John and Helen Timo Foundation. If you'd like to listen to any of the archives of this broadcast, please go to our media page, c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org. where you can listen to every broadcast since our inception in 2004 to the day. And don't forget, go to our main page, the Carpatho Rusin Society, c-rs.org, where you can join the society. You can order from our online and offline catalog. You can take part in the genealogical discussions that are going on. You can donate to this radio program, or you can even join the society. c-rs.org, c-rs.org. Rusin FM is a wonderful Rusin radio station that broadcasts Rusin music, liturgies, and whole bunches of Rusin things 24/7. Rusin.fm on your computer, or download the app on your smartphone or iPhone. Rusin.fm. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krásne týždeň. S Bohom.
Mamko moja, pada bulubi.
Holose Rusinil Amerika.